Before we start today's show, you got to know we have some brand new limited edition merch available at podcastmerch.com. The cartoon t-shirts and hoodies are only available for the month of April. So grab them before the end of April. They will ship out on May 1st. And yeah, you look like a real ass dude with your brand new limited edition real ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
On. Nothing's on.
Here we go.
And it's making me angrier somehow.
Check.
Fucking start the song over.
Yep. Yep.
Everything's gonna be up. We're all gonna.
Why aren't you singing?
Not the guest.
Oh, no.
I don't know the words.
Hello?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
We fucking sing. We gangsters.
There was this little lovely dancer in a little club downtown. Love to watch her do her stuff.
A little bit louder, please.
Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Her body's softly swaying.
It ain't easy being green down on Main Street. It does make me feel better.
Down on Main Street, please don't yell at me, Louis.
Down on Main Street.
Louder, girls, with more oomph, you fucking.
All right, Louis. I'll try my best.
The Halls, the Hustlers, and the Losers.
It does make me feel better.
Watch them through the glass.
It genuinely makes me feel better because I'm not in a fucking good mood.
Well,
let me introduce our guest. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez, trying to hold it together right now. Emotional morning in a bad fucking mood. Starting the show late because of a bunch of shit. Doing taxes. Oh.
Ugh.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh. Oh, dude, I'm thinking about just running.
Just do it, Wesley.
I'll tell you, I get it. I get it. I get what Wesley Snipes was thinking. He's looking for a way out. He's like, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. How did Wesley get away? How did he get away with it for a while, right?
He got away with it, yeah. He was claiming a lot of other shit. Actually, he wasn't claiming dick. He would
went overseas? Was he living somewhere else?
I don't know. No, I just think he forgot. He just didn't do his taxes.
If I made $10 million, I would leave. I would leave and they'd have to come find me in a fucking foreign land somewhere. If I made 10 mil, I'd be like, there's no way I'm giving them 5 mil. I'm gone. They'd have to find me. So I'm kidding, obviously, government. These are all jokes. Don't you worry about it. It's fucking, oh, dude, that's not even why I'm in a bad mood. Let me introduce our guest. First of all, the great Mike Figgs is joining the show. Zach and Miko out filming a movie right now. But we got Mike Figgs here. What's up, kid?
Happy to be here, baby boy. What's up?
Is Mike a little low?
Mike went out.
His mic went out.
Yeah, I don't hear him in the headphones.
You're too animated, you fucking fat Italian.
I turned it off?
Yeah, he started karate chopping the microphone with his fat fingers.
I got excited. Kermit
Christ,
the Frog,
dude,
was singing live.
What the fuck is going on here? We have two guests who are actually making their real ass debuts here on the podcast. Very excited to have both of these guys from the On the Gate podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Derek Drescher and Gio Perez.
Yeah. He's on fire.
What up, boys?
How you doing?
Man, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
Thank you for having us.
I like the vibe from you guys. You guys, I look like I'm your baby.
Yeah.
If these two had a baby, I would come out. You look like my gay dads.
And the day started off perfect too. Like we came in, we heard you yelling and then storming. I was like, "Yeah, this is the energy. It feels like home.
It felt like home.
I haven't had to yell like that in a hot fucking minute, dude. And it's really, first of all, look, let's get into it, okay? Let's do our. I'll tell you what happened first. We'll do our plugs afterwards, okay? So First of all, I come in just kind of sad and misty-eyed, like a baby bitch, right? And I told this to Natalie as we got in. I was listening to Disney music and, like, you know, in the car with my son.
Bruno?
It wasn't even Bruno, dude. That song's dope. That song's dope.
Is there an I'm gay button?
Can you hit the Notorious button a few times?
Notorious!
I'm a flaming homosexual. And I'm listening to Disney music with my 9-year-old, and he loves it, dude. And fucking.
We don't talk about Bruno.
No.
Well, what's up with my fucking taxes?
But that doesn't affect you. There's certain songs that will get you going. You know what I'm saying? I know you got a daughter,
yeah,
right? You have kids.
Of course.
You
yep. got a, I have a daughter also. Sure. Yeah.
He takes care of none of them.
These guys are criminals. They have children. Criminals, they just have. If there's one thing that guaranteed is they're going to breed.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
They want to drop their seed inside of people. It's a weird fucking thing. It's our way to give back to society, yeah. Right?
Yes.
So I'm listening to these fucking Disney songs. The one that got me was from The Lion King, Circle of Life.
Yeah, okay. Elton John.
Go Elton John. That slaps.
No, it wasn't even it was classic. With the, like, I think it was an African lady singing. Maybe it was.
You listened to a live Broadway version?
The Broadway version. It wasn't the Broadway version. It was, but Doggy, you forget that it's like.
It's the Lauryn Hill version.
So that part doesn't, there's a bunch of fucking leading up where you're feeling the vibes of Earth.
Tension is building.
And I'm looking at my head.
Feel the soil upon your feet. The wind is in the air.
And I put my hand on his leg. There it is.
Yes.
And he puts his hand on top of mine. And we're having some moment. This is the circle.
Your son?
My son, dude.
Oh, it's adorable, man. Dude.
And I don't cry. I'm not crying like a bitch. I got to show them that I'm a man.
Yeah, right?
I'm not crying like a bitch. But I am sort of having these moments. And, you know, there's a lot of them. Anytime I watch shit that I, like, watch with my mom as a kid, with my kid, it gets me. Famous story of my, you know, we were talking about just the plot of Milo and Otis. And I started crying on the Legion of Skanks podcast. I was fucking bawling, just drunk, fucking a mess. I'm a sensitive motherfucker, I'll tell you right now, okay? Don't call me gay.
You're also four dabs in, too. Well, you know,
real dudes are usually sensitive.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
I agree. Yeah. So I'm a sensitive shit. So here's what really got me, doggy. And nobody's going to even know this fucking reference. But he's in this play, Seussical and Musical. He's in this play, okay?
Seussical?
Seussical the Musical. It's based off of Dr. Seuss. It's sort of the origin story of all the Dr. Seuss characters, okay? And he's rehearsing for it, and I don't really know what the fuck's about. Yeah. So we just started listening to the soundtrack in the car, and it takes you through it. I know the whole plot now. It takes you through the whole fucking thing, right?
All the racism.
And a big part of the plot is there's this fucking elephant, Horton, right?
Yeah. Horton hears a who.
Yeah. And I guess him and this fucking one feather in her tail bird named Gertrude, they must fall in love. I don't know. I stopped paying attention in the middle of the album. The end of this fucking, doggy, the end of it, right? Okay, can you play the finale?
You can start crying, right?
I might start crying, dude. It got me. I'll hold it together, but I will. You're going to hear a little bit of trembling in my voice.
Shannon told me that there are going to be two ex-cons on the show.
Yeah, dude.
And we starting off with Wizzly. Oh.
This is some reverse alpha shit that I'm doing to them right now to let them know the type of motherfucker I am.
I thought I'd be gangster today.
No, we're going to get into that, obviously. But this
put on
is,
Encanto.
No, right? No, just give me the fucking. I don't need to see. Or yeah, I mean, whatever. I guess we can. I haven't seen the play, so we can see this version.
All right, this is the last section of it.
Go ahead. Hell yeah. All right, fast forward a little bit.
Is that a woman playing Cat in the Hat?
That's infuriating, by the way. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's some fucking. It does look fun. No, not the fucking bells, you dickhead. Rewind it.
James Corden.
Rewind it before the.
It's on.
A little more.
I don't know what to do.
Rewind it a little more. Brother, we're watching a high school production, by the way. We're not even watching the good.
Like a fucking creep.
It looks just like me.
Look, all right, so rewind another 30 seconds. 30 seconds. This is the part. This is the part that fucking got me, okay? Pause it. So here's what's going on. Horton the elephant, right? And this bitch Gertrude, I'm assuming they fuck, right? And she's a bird and he's an elephant, right?
Yeah.
So this is the part in the song. You know, pull up the real fucking verse. No, leave it. Forget it. Just play this part. It's fine. Because you'll get the idea. Go ahead.
Including this bitch.
So they find an egg.
Oh,
It's an elephant with wings.
It's an elephant bird.
Yeah.
It looks just like me. Except for the wings.
It's in a...
And except for the voice, because that's how a bird sings.
Oh, Kirsch. What am I going to do?
Oh.
Slow and fast.
What did we fuck?
All I know is the earth. Don't need much more than
pause
that.
Pause it. He goes, I don't know what to do. I'm slow and I'm fat. I don't know much more than the earth. And he's going to need so much more than that. And then this bitch hits him with, oh. Bitch.
You teach
tearing up. No. Tearing up.
And I will teach.
I have wings. I can fly. You teach him earth and I'll teach him sky.
Yeah. That's deep. I will also like
my son's cunt mother now. It brings me to this. She wasn't willing to teach him sky and let me teach him earth.
Mm.
She was like, you have to teach him a little bit of earth. I got to teach him a little bit of earth. I'll teach him the sky. You teach him sky. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know the sky, bitch. Mm. I don't know the fucking sky.
Yeah.
I don't know the fucking sky. How about that?
Yeah.
You're such a narcissist.
Shut the fuck up.
You put yourself in. You are the elephant.
It's infuriating and sad at the same time. That's what life and love is supposed to be. Beatrice, you were supposed to teach him sky and I was supposed to teach him earth. I'm slow and I'm fat. This bitch has wings. She can fly.
She flew to the tall black tree next door.
I'm sad. I'm thinking about the loss of my son's family. Terrible mood walking in, right? Just kind of fucking feeling it. Then this bitch hits me with, they're killing sport on Saturday while I'm out of town.
Damn, dude. This fucking sucks. Hey, man. At least
my dog.
Yeah. Oh, shit. They're putting him down?
They're putting him down. And I said I wanted to be there with him specifically. And then she chose the day that I was out of town.
Damn, dude.
Man, I don't like that.
I thought they put him down already.
I don't like that shit one bit.
Another podcast.
No, it's been a few weeks. But now it's like, that's why you guys heard me scream. Because I was like, this is fucking nuts.
Ooh.
You're not fucking doing this.
Yeah. You got to go there.
You got to stop him.
You got to be there.
I'm gonna figure it out. It's fine. Oh, but it did put me in a fucking sour mood, and that's why I made them sing me.
Imagine you singing to the egg. Imagine you singing to Baby James and sports next to you.
I don't know, man. And
everyone's calling me gay in the racist live chat. They're telling you guys to smack me like Will Smith. You know, I can't have a moment.
You pull up a play where the Cat in the Hat is a woman, and then elephant birds. It's an abomination.
Birds. We were talking about Juvie before he walked in, and he's like, "There's an elephant with wings, guys."
Doggy, I'm just telling you, man.
I like how he made that connection, though. Like, you teach him earth, because like I just thought like a fucking bird, elephant. I thought Dr. Fauci did some shit. You know what I mean? I'm not thinking like my child.
Doggy, I am fucking really, really not in a great mood over all this. And then they hit me with the taxes just as I'm dealing with that. And then my account calls me and they're like, you owe this much by the 18th.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck. Listen, make a payment plan.
Shut up, dude.
Payment plan.
I don't fucking know, Figs.
No.
I don't go to TurboTax like you fucking poor bitch.
It should be a little bit of interest a month, but you
can't. Ryaz in the racist live chat says he bailed on that dog years ago. I think that's Beatrice's secret account. Can we ban that account right now? Because I think she's infiltrating my fucking podcast. Ryaz, you fucking bitch faggot.
You should have gave me your wings.
Suck my fucking dick.
Why did you give me wings? Why did you teach me how to fly?
Teach him wings.
She does work at a bar. Give me my wings.
It's Tuesday. They're only 10 cents.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Look, I'm in a great mood.
Got it out.
Yeah.
Got it out, man.
Least, you expressed yourself.
I got to express
in a healthy way.
I did. It's fine.
Your baby boy loves you.
Everything's going to be good. I mean, she at this point, she gave in to me, but she's making me feel bad like I'm an asshole.
Nah.
But no, now, like, my thing is, like, I'm arguing to kill him a day earlier.
Right. You sure we can't kill him sooner?
Yeah.
We gotta fly out.
No, this is some crazy. No, this is a crazy level of manipulation that women know how to do. Because she's like, I was like, well, yeah, I'm going out of town Saturday, so set it up for Friday. And then she set it up for Saturday. Yeah. And then she's, She's like, yeah, but James is off on Friday, so he has a whole other day with him. And that logic is sound. Yeah, I will tell you right now. So like now I'm like, you're making me kill the like. Don't set it up that way. I said Friday initially, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Lewis, if he's suffering though, he should be.
You're making
sooner.
Me suffer, Shannon.
I'm on your side.
For 2 days.
I'm on your side. I'm gonna call B and tell her keep it Saturday.
2 days without pay.
I was on
no
your
pay,
side,
Shannon.
Lewis. I was on your side, jerk. I was taking B's side. B is
what
right.
What were you saying? What were you saying?
No, forget.
No, you're on my side. No, please. No, I need it. Please. Shannon, please. I need it.
I said, why would you let sport suffer an extra
day?
I was on your side.
Give him his wings.
Yes.
Let him fly.
Yeah.
But now I'm not, Lewis. You
teach
go fuck
air.
Yourself. Now I'm not. Fuck off, Lewis. You piece of shit.
Beatrice is right.
Well, you
Beatrice is right.
That's a Shannon impression. It's really good.
Damn, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, but now I told her I'd cancel my Seneca Falls show. I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to do that. No, because I'm not going to fucking. And then she was like, well, no, forget it, because she's going out of town for a week. So now I think she's dropping him off to me as they leave on Sunday. Or like on Saturday night, she'll just drop him off at my place. So then he'll have another week of life with me, which is also annoying because I got a chick coming into town. I'm going to have a smelly old fucking dog.
Dying dog. Fucking cock blocking.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what is it? What condition is he in right now?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Dog, I took him out yesterday.
No.
Took him for a drag.
He had like white eyes. You know his dogs
are dying.
He's
got white eyes. He's deaf. Can't smell. He's got a big bubble on his asshole.
Oh, no.
I took him for a walk. And I'm not even kidding, dude. This dog literally, I shit you not, fucking just, he he's chasing his tail. But he's just walking slowly in a circle. So that's his exercise.
Right.
And he gets himself so dizzy that eventually he just collapses.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, he's ready to go, kid.
Damn.
Take him out.
Lewis is going to stab him by Wednesday.
How old?
Like 17. Mm.
Good
he's
life.
An old dog.
Good
that's
life.
A good
life.
Old dog.
What kind of dog was he?
Yeah.
Jack Russell. Was it? He's alive, you motherfuckers.
He was.
He's alive.
For long.
Man, it's just, yeah.
He's what are you going to give him as his last meal?
There he is, my puppus. He's my puppus.
This is recent. Wishbone. Oh, my God. Oh, you're going to be miserable, dude.
Yeah.
It's a cute dog. It's actually
cute. Dog. It's a cute dog. He's really cute, and he's a sweet fucking dog. And,
You're going to be miserable, kid.
Yeah. No, look, it's fine. He doesn't live with me. He lives with her. And that's the point. I think her point is that, she's been raising him for the past few years, and I don't, she's the owner now, which I get, of course. But I wouldn't say you can't be there. I was like, no, but I fucking, when he came, I got him. He came out of a crate. He was under an airplane. It was cruel. I was cruel to this dog from day one.
Yeah.
This dog's never had a good life because of me. I will admit that, okay? Mm. But he comes out of this crate. I bought him off of like a puppy mill. Okay, they sent him under a plane. This little dog.
What the fuck?
He would have fallen in love with, honestly, anybody that opened that crate. It could have been a serial killer that was stabbing him. He would have been better than the crate life that I was just dealing with. But this dog just jumped into my arms, and it was the cutest little fucking thing you'd ever seen. And I mean, I was living in a hotel at the time. I got a puppy while I was living in a hotel, just pissing shit all over the hotel. I was like, I got to change rooms. I just kept changing rooms. It was fucking, but
I was
22 years old, whatever it was. No, I guess he's 17 now. So 23 years old. I got it because I had a cute girlfriend who wanted a dog, and I shouldn't have gotten a dog. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time to exercise him the way he should have been exercised. It was dumb, obviously, but at the same time, it doesn't discount the fact that I fucking loved the dog and fell in love with the dog and raised him for years and years and years. And fucking when me and my son's mother broke up, she took the kid and the dog.
Mm.
It's a fucking, she's like, you don't visit him. I'm like, it hurts to visit him. Yeah. I got to come in and look at some other dude raising my son and my dog.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. I know about that.
I'm getting gay again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. No,
Notorious.
Man. There you go. It's all right.
I'm in a lot of pain today. Can I be in pain?
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Can I be in pain for once, you fucking savage piece of shit in the racist live chat? You make me sick.
It's all good. Shannon, put on Frozen 2 for us to watch so we can cheer up. It's all right.
Our kids don't live with us. Our kids don't live with us either.
Shannon, put on Toy Story 1 just the first 5 minutes. We've got to cheer this guy up. Don't worry, Poppy.
You also provided your children with broken homes.
Yes.
You're making me feel better right now.
Yes.
That is very, very nice.
Right out of the gate.
I can't have a kid because my cock is dead.
By the time my daughter was 5, I did 3. I was locked up for 3 of those years. By the time she turned 5, the first time she called me dad was on the phone while I was in the joint. Yeah,
that's hard.
Yeah,
that's hard. That's fun. So is that what your podcast is about?
Two ex-cons turned comedians.
Two ex-cons turned comedians. Because I was hanging out with Gio on Long Island a few weeks ago. Very funny comedian. And fucking, I yeah, we talked. We had a great conversation. You know what I'm saying? He sort of told me a little bit of your story, which that you met Patrick from The Stand while you were in prison.
Yeah, I worked for him in the kitchen. I was as a work. They give you jobs. Yeah. I got to work in the kitchen, and I lied. I was like, yeah, I got chef experience. And then they had me cooking for the guards. And that's, I worked with Pat, basically. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is great duty when you're locked
yeah,
up. Cooking
oh, hell
for the guards. Because
yeah.
you get to eat real food, not yeah. the shit that they...
Oh, that, so
wow, it, that's great. Actual yeah. food, yeah. yeah. yeah.
You, did you sneak food sometimes? Like,
nah, because I ate good there, and I was always down there.
Oh, you didn't bring food back to the boys?
Bro, how?
I thought they'd like give you like
a yeah, you chew it up and spit it into your mouth like a bird.
Just shit it in there. Just shit it. Yeah, you guys want this?
I've got wings.
Fly little birds.
I'm
going to give you guys air. Here's air. Just spitting up a fucking chuleta in their mouth.
So you guys are both former, is it, I don't know the term. Is it ex-cons or it's a con only a certain level of, I have no idea how it works. Because I've been in Central Bookings like a dozen times for smoking weed on the street, but never anything more than that.
Right. They use the term formerly incarcerated individual now, but ex-con is way cooler. Yeah, ex-con is the cool way to say it.
Formerly incarcerated individual.
Yeah.
FDFII.
Reformed criminals.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you guys obviously talk about what were you in prison for?
I was a bunch of things. I've been arrested 37 times.
37 times?
Yeah. Only 4 convictions, though.
So you're a bad criminal.
I'm 33
you're good
and 4?
At getting, good at getting out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
I had a Grand Theft Auto, a possession of a weapon. I violated parole and probation numerous times. So altogether, I did like about 9 years.
9 years.
Yeah,
it's all the cool stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so how old were you the first time you were incarcerated?
13.
Jesus. And what was that for?
I stole a car.
You stole a car?
Nice.
Yeah.
That was my first felony too, was stealing a car. Yeah. First time I got arrested was I threw a
And I used my blinkers during the chase. So.
Nice. we're going to take a year off your sentence, kid, because you use your blinkers.
That's only a misdemeanor, too.
Yeah. So you're 13 years old. Were you with a friend?
No, I was by myself.
Well, that's kind of crazy because I could have, at 13 years old, I could have easily been peer pressured into stealing a car.
Yeah.
That's not that crazy. In my opinion, that's not even that crazy of an act. Like, especially when you're a kid, because you go like, I would have been surprised that a child would even be incarcerated for that. My assumption would be a child would be, they'd get in trouble, but more than likely.
Well, okay, I'll explain. So after the police, like,
I killed the owner.
Yeah. He was still in the trunk.
I got that one part after the blinkers.
We were driving along.
I did hit one of the police with the car. Yeah.
No.
And he rolled up over the top.
Nice. No way.
Yeah, yeah. And
also, it was like Grand Theft Auto, the video game. He jumped out and beat a hooker to death with a bat.
Damn, I got another star. Shit.
And when they got the car door open.
He stole a police helicopter.
He's like, fuck, the tanks are coming.
They beat me out of my shoes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were 13. You present white, but I'm assuming you're not.
Half Puerto Rican.
There we go.
Like you.
Knew it. Yes, yeah,
I
like me, it. Too.
I like
me too.
I present white.
Yeah. Which is, I present Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn, it's a blessing and a curse, right? Yep. So you're 13 years old, but you were, because you're not a small guy, right?
Yeah.
Did you look like a kid or were you kind of a bigger kid?
I mean, I guess I had wide shoulders. I was a little stocky.
Yeah, you're stocky, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying 13 is so young that it's a fucking kid. How old are you now?
I'm 40.
Yeah, that's it. So we're also at a different time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is before there was cell phone cameras.
This is 27 years ago.
This is back then. It was just like, I remember my friend, my buddy James, who I was friends with in high school, was another like kind of a kid we get into trouble with. He came down to the city after prom, like junior prom, and they had a bunch of weed and alcohol on them. And the cops, like, you know, saw them smoking in the street and drinking. And he was just a smart-ass kid. And they confiscated it from him. And then the cop said something, and then he made a smart comment, and the cop just fucking palmed him in the ear and just fucking like literally
collapsed
like
his eardrum.
Like really, really bad damage and fucking his whole fucking side of his face was like for days. It was crazy. And that's just what they would do. That was just sort of like, that's the way, especially the NYPD, they were fucking like big. Is this where you were arrested?
Yeah. So after they cuffed me, they let my mother beat me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's some
they
old
held me there
shit.
Till my mother got there and she beat the
Puerto
shit
Rican
out of
mother?
Yeah. While I was in cuffs.
Oh, she took off the belt and that was it.
It was a wrap. Yeah.
They gave her his belt for property. Like, here, just take it out of his bag.
I've heard people tell stories about getting beat out of their sneakers. I never thought it was true.
Yeah.
I got
your sneakers just flew off.
They hit me so hard I flew out of my sneakers. That's how
I punched a gay kid out of his sandals once, but that's easy. That's easy on so many levels.
Wow.
I didn't know he was gay, dude. I just fucking he was popping that good shit.
That's why Lewis was never on Comedy Central. He beat a gay. He beat
beat a gay pretty early in his career.
He's like, you couldn't see his fucking toenails were painted and shit.
Yeah, dog, he was talking that good shit.
Didn't see he was dressed up like a who?
Yeah.
He fucking just came from his high school
play. Me and Dave
play.
Smith were outside of Eastville Comedy Club, which is the New York Comedy Club East now. That one down there, right? And these fucking kids, it was a girl that was talking shit. She was talking shit to Dave. This girl was like, fuck you fucking... And these two guys were the fat guy and a gay kid. And they were just there. And we were like, yo, come get your girl because she's fucking talking crazy shit right now. She's like, she wants to beat him up and blah, 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 blah. So we had no choice except to start beating up the guys because she was such a fucking cunt. And she started, she started hitting Dave. So we just like turned to the guys and we're like, ah! And the gay kid, I hit him and he flew out of his sneakers. And then I realized he was gay. I was like, fuck, this is a hate crime.
When he screamed.
Yeah. And then the next move is I grabbed his sandals and I put one sandal in the other sandal like you were at a spa and I threw them.
Like a Puerto Rican grandmother.
All right, real quick, we should take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Yo Delta, who makes incredible Delta 8 THC products. If you guys live in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you can have it shipped directly to your door. It's cheaper than weed. It gets you just as high. Figs, are you a big weed guy?
Dude, I'm telling you, I did Skankfest. Bobby gave me a bag of the Delta 8, the rings. Delicious.
Oh, the gummies, yeah.
Yeah, and fucking powerful,
super
dude.
Powerful. People think because it's like not, it's not that fucking K shit that was back on. This is real deal, dude. It gets you super stoned. The vapes, the gummies, they're all super potent and it's legal and cheaper. Why wouldn't you give it a try right now? Go support them. Yo Delta, from the makers of Yo Kratom, the complete, I mean, they support everything we do. Support everything that they do. Go to YoDelta.com right now and grab yourself some Yo Delta 8 THC today and use the promo code GAS when you check out and you'll save 25% off your already affordable order. All right, where were we? So that was the first time you were arrested. And how long did you end up going to juvenile? It was juvenile detention.
So from 13 to 18, I did 3 years in juvie.
Were you, when you first go to juvenile hall, are you like fucking terrified? Because the first time I was in central bookings, first time I had cuffs on me, I mean, I was like, fuck, dude. It's like, you're really scared. Like,
so when they were taking me from court, because I said to my father came to court, and I was like, hey, Pop, wherever they send me, you think you could bring me clothes? And my father's like, you ain't going to need clothes where you're going. They're going to have something for you to wear. And then I was like,
dress.
I was like,
what the fuck is this? It's from Anthropology. Shut up. Put it on.
Put this Kool-Aid around your lips.
And then when they came to transport me, the guy that was transporting me was like, what'd he do? And they're like, oh, he fucking, you know, he assaulted a cop because the cop flew up over the car. And he was like, oh, give him the full treatment. So I had the ankle bracelets with the leather belt So I'm like this. Oh, yeah. They get me to, they bring me to the detention center and, they walk me up and this woman's there. She's got like a clipboard. She's like, oh, you can uncuff him, gentlemen, that I got him from here. And then she brings me in. We're walking in and she goes, you know how to take care of yourself? And I was 13. I'm like, well, what do you mean? She's like, oh, you'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. The boys here really know how to take care of themselves. And I was like, this shit is fucking scary. And basically, she was right. It's gladiator school. You just fight every day.
Every day, really?
Every day, multiple times.
I heard juvenile is worse than...
Way worse. Everybody's got something to prove. Yeah. You're ruthless when you're a child. Yeah. You're ruthless.
Yeah. Well, you also think you're invincible. You think that, you know, nothing could fucking... You know, that's how you got there in the first place. Yep. You thought that you were able to fucking steal a car and hit a cop with it and get away. It's crazy. It's a crazy way to be.
Absolutely.
And there wasn't even video games back then that would inspire that. That was like, you know, like Pac-Man. Yeah, you were evil.
I was a bad kid. My father told me when he goes, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just bad. Yeah. You're just bad. You're just a bad kid.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
And Gio, what was the first time you got arrested? You still in the car too? How'd you steal this car? What happened to you?
First time I went to jail, I was still in the car. First time I got arrested, I threw a rock at a car on the highway. We were drunk. We were 16. We was at some hotel thing practicing for Sweet 16. And we were just like, we went out on the highway, was smoking. And then we just started throwing bottles and rocks. We hit a car. Yeah.
Terrible.
We hit Yeah. Yo, we could have killed people. We could have killed
As an adult, as a dude.
Yeah. Really, if I was driving to somebody who did that, I would have killed me.
Were you all Dominican? All of you?
No, it was mixed.
It's just so like, it's such a, we would do it with snowballs and water balloons, you know, and even that's fucking dangerous. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? But
a rock and the snowball, right?
I mean, the last time I went to jail was for throwing a snowball.
We would have snowball fights and we would freeze them. We would freeze the snowballs overnight and then we come out the next day and fucking just pelt each other with rocks. Yeah. That's essentially what we were doing.
Yep. Tell the snowball story, dude.
Oh, you want me to tell the
snowball? Yeah, you got to tell the snowball story.
Fuck it.
This is the last time we got locked.
I'll finish the first time. So
I gotta find out about that scar on your neck. I'm inspired. I'm gonna kill people.
Yeah.
Let's go be fucking criminal. Yeah.
He's gonna get tear tattoos great. On his face later.
I'm watching Snowfall right now. I'm hanging out with these guys.
Yeah.
Great.
Watch The Lion King later. Fuck yeah.
Lockdown.
I need to not be such a fucking faggot, dude. I came in with some bitch ass energy and now you guys are rubbing off on me right now. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah. Let's commit a crime.
Let's go fucking do so. Shut up, Shannon. You wanna get raped?
Yeah, Shanny, shut up.
You're outnumbered.
Natalie, don't talk.
Okay, sorry, I just wanted to say.
No, Natalie, shut up.
Yeah, so anyways, the people that we hit their car were saying it wasn't us, but the hotel people was like it was them. The cops didn't want to let us go. They had us there for like an hour. And I was talking to like one of the girls and the cops got pissed off. Like he comes and they go, you think this is funny? And I was like, nah, man, like you had us here for an hour. They're saying it's not us. Like, why are we still here? Next thing I know, he said, he just grabs my throat. Nice. His partner that was standing right next to him just drops what he's doing, looks at me, grabs me too. They fucking lift me up in the air. So one has me by the throat and they just lift me up. They throw
his
me on the
hood. It's like Goro in Mortal Kombat.
Dude, I felt so light. I was flying. I was flying. Yeah. I felt air. You know, they taught me air because I was just like, they just carried me out and then they taught me ground when they threw me on top of the cop car. They started like kneeing me in my fucking ass. And then they gave me resisting arrest and disorderly conduct because they couldn't get me on the other shit. And then my first arrest, I got drunk and stole a work van because I was trying to get to a hotel party. And I was like, I need a ride. So I stole a van. I was like, oh, I'm going to sell the tools tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I was drunk and I was making a U-turn and the brakes were shot. So I was going fast. And when I tried to slow down, I couldn't. Oh. All I heard was all the tools go from one side of the van to the next. And I flipped the shit.
Yeah.
I got stuck in there. And then I got stuck. And then some helped me out. And I was like, yo, can you get my bike? Can you get my bike in the car? And I'm like 16. And I looked like a fucking 12-year-old when I was 16. So he grabs my bike out, and I was like, all right, thanks. And I go to ride off, and he just fucking grabs, like, hey, where are you going? And then, like, while he's holding
the guy grabbed you?
Yeah, the guy grabs, like, yo, where are you going?
First of all, why'd you
get my bike if you're going to fucking then screw me out?
It's kind of fucked up. It's like, that guy was, you know, not for nothing, he's... Mind your business, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
man, he's not a real ass dude.
He's a fake ass dude.
Snitch.
He's a bitch. Yep. He's a snitch ass motherfucker.
Yep.
And look,
he snitched on a 16-year-old.
I'm not saying it's right. What you did was wrong. You were drunk driving. It was dangerous. Yes. You were more wrong than him.
Yes.
You're even more wrong, 100%. Right?
100%. But he's still a bitch.
He's still a bitch. It was not his place. And this is why guys like that get murdered.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
Like if you would have fucking pulled out a knife and said, dude, it's you or me.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking that. And you'd be like, dude, why would you even fucking get involved that way?
Yes.
And you just let a man hold you there.
Yeah.
Dude, he was like twice my size. I was built like a 12-year-old fucking Asian girl. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't going nowhere. He was just holding on to me.
Where was this?
This is in Long Island. So all my arrests were Suffolk.
Was he like an Italian dude? Like a big
Yeah, he was definitely white guy.
He's got one hand on you. Yeah.
Like, yeah, come here, you little Habibi. Come here.
Yeah, he's just holding my shoulder like this. He's like, you're not going anywhere, you fucking twerp.
Yeah, yeah, fuck.
So the first time you go to jail was for the van. And what did you get for that? Was it real jail or juvenile?
No, it was like juvenile hall, county jail, but for minors. Like they had the minors separate.
Coal miners. Dorm, yeah.
Yeah, like yes, coal miners. Yes, wow. Yes, coal miners.
Jail just for minors.
Yeah, cool. A bunch of old white guys with beards. Yeah. Yeah. A bunch of dusty
fucking
old white
helmets
guys
with flashlights on them. Like that's a fucking strange place to be.
They like to dig in your tunnels and shit.
Yeah, lanterns. Yo. Is holding a lantern and shit.
We're gonna go on your ass next. I'm the prospector here.
So it was for just young kids, and everyone was fucking wild.
wild.
Dude, yeah. I got my Jordans robbed that day from some fucking kid that I went to high school with.
Oh, and you knew him?
Yeah, we fought in high school.
It's when you get robbed by somebody you know,
we fought in high school, and then when I go in there, we see him again. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. But he wasn't even the first guy I fought. I got into like four fights that 1 week. I fought him twice. I fought another dude trying to get my sneakers back because they were just passing it along, so I wouldn't find it. So I'm just going around, and somebody will be like, hey, yo, man.
It's a big game.
It's over there. Cell 13.
Yeah.
And next thing I know,
they took your pants. You're like,
no, dude, they gave me, some guy gave me another pair because he felt bad, and then they stole those too.
Yo, oh, bro, they were fucking with you hard body.
Dude, yeah, bro, I told you, 12 year old Asian girl. Yep. Bro, there was, dude, there was guys in there that were fucking built like, you and Lewis, like your size. There was that, like, one guy, his name was C Murder. He was my age, 16. He was in there for a double homicide.
Yeah.
Yo, his eyes were always bloodshot red.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was, like, telling me the story about killing somebody. And I'm just, like, looking over there. I'm like, man, I just couldn't get away on my bike.
And what'd you do, kid?
He's like, yeah, man, I saw.
He's like, I didn't cut the wheel hard enough.
Like, I was driving a tool truck.
No brakes.
He's like, I shot one of them in the back. And then the other one, like, I shot him, like face to face. And he was like,
and you were like,
what
you were
the
like,
fuck? I was like, you know how much I was gonna get for those tools, man? It was scary. It was fucking scary. I left with a black eye. And the guy told me, he's like, yo, you should leave those Jordans at property. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then I came back. We came back down.
What would you have done had you left your Jordans with property? Would they have given you a pair of like?
You got the Air Warriors type, fucking Velcro.
Yeah. Wow! So they saw you like, look at this.
Back in the day, they used to give you all white Converse.
But why would you opt to keep the sneakers? You didn't have the foresight to go that somebody like you didn't
because Geo's a gangster.
Because I don't care. Because I fought.
I understand that. But like,
but I didn't. After I regret.
I don't bring my watch to the gym.
Yeah,
just in case.
Well,
just in case there's a Puerto Rican going through lockers in the gym. That happens regularly. If you want to steal, that's another scam that you right there.
Yeah.
If you want to steal shit, if you're like...
a lockers.
Because look, we'll do fucking real fucking, because I bet you guys have got some great scams. So we do a segment on the show called Scam That Jew. In fact, fuck it, let's run it. Scam That Jew. Let's go,
scam
baby boy.
Scam That Jew.
So we're the Jews. We're scamming.
Okay, right, guys. So
you're scamming us.
We're scamming everyone in the world. Right? Scam that. I'm a Jew.
I was at Crunch Gym the other day. And
so yeah, if you want, but we're gonna do the hardcore prisoner edition,
right?
Where we're gonna talk about scams that maybe are a little more, because usually it's just simple shit like how you get a free cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took a, I gave you a great one, a quick one. You get Starbucks. You order the Starbucks app one time, a latte, right? Mm-hmm. Take a screenshot of it, right?
Right.
And then what you do, you have that, like the thing, it's going to be ready in, you know, whatever, however many minutes, right? Or it's ready, right? And then you can go to any other Starbucks and just be like, hey, I ordered my latte. Where's it at? And they're like, no, what happened? And then you show them, like, oh, shit, I ordered it for the wrong Starbucks. And then they go, oh, all right, cool, no problem. They look at it and they give you a free latte. Anytime.
Wow.
Anytime, right? I saw a great scam the other day. A guy posted it on the internet. I don't know. It's going to be too hard to find. I'll just tell you what it is. He goes, this is how you get a free beer at any bar, right? And he goes to the bathroom and he just pulls a beer can out of the garbage, right? He fills it up with water in the bathroom. Just does it all in one shot on camera, goes up to the bartender and goes, he was like, hey, my beer is skunked. Could I get another one? And the bartender just grabs it, throws it in the garbage, gives him a beer.
Wow.
Boom. He goes, I don't pay for beer. Great scam. Solid fucking scammerooski. Mm. Love it. Now, those are mild scams, okay? Those are decent ones. Do you guys have any tips that people can get free shit? Maybe how to get out of paying their taxes?
How to get free MacBooks and cameras.
Yeah.
Take the L to Bedford Ave, get out, and just start threatening hipsters. And there
you go. Yeah. Only thing I could think of.
You don't even need a gun.
Yeah.
That's
what I was
going
to say.
Yeah.
I would say gunpoint. Yeah. I would get gunpoint. You can almost get anything.
Yeah.
Where there's no surveillance cameras. I would try to avoid surveillance cameras.
Starbucks app. Gun.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can do that.
It will be pretentious when you rob them, but
we're trying to get away with this shit, guys. Like, get a gun and go to Bleecker Street.
The gym locker is big.
The gym locker is one. I had my wallet stolen. I used to work at Equinox, and I just had a cocky attitude. I was like, guys, left my wallet in my locker. I'm going to go work out. And what I found out was fucking people would just get guest passes to go to high-end gyms just to open lockers to see who leaves their shit, because very often people are just idiots.
You get 10 fucking iPhones doing that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Easy peasy. Yeah. iPhones, I feel like, what would be the upside of your...
They're not worth anything anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still want for a screen. Like, if my screen's broken, I see the fucking phone. Oh, you can take it and replace it yourself.
So back in the day...
See, that's some grimy shit right there. You're my fear, is that you find my cell phone in a cab, and you're like, I'll just keep this for my screen. I'm like, that's my life, you motherfucker, for a screen.
Bro, but how am I going to get back to you?
Yeah.
I'm calling it over and over and over again.
Nah, I've restarted it by then. I don't know. I don't give you a chance.
I just lost my phone last weekend in DC.
What kind was it?
But I got it back, luckily. It was so fucking nerve-wracking. It was in the car, and I got it back the next day. And but I just, like, in my mind, I'm like, I know somebody knows how to open this phone and have
jailbreak it, get everything. Yeah.
Is that possible?
Ooh, absolutely.
No, I don't know, because weren't they had that thing where Apple and the feds were going at each other because, like, the feds couldn't even get into it, and they finally figured it out, but it took forever.
I think it resets it.
Yeah,
if you jailbreak it resets everything, so all the data's off it. Essentially, that's the way they have it.
I wouldn't put it past some nerd knowing how to do it.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past somebody, and that is my biggest fear.
And he works for Apple.
Yeah.
Nerd,
you know, back in the day, they used to have phone kiosks where you would put the phone in the kiosk, and it would give you cash. Now, when these things popped up, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, I was robbing people's phones all day.
Oh, you could just dump the phone.
I'd be making $300, $400 a day on fucking phones. Now, then Apple put in the Find My iPhone app, and then the kiosk wouldn't take the phone.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Turn that on right now. If anybody has an iPhone, turn on Find My iPhone. I don't know why it's not automatically on. I guess on the new, now I know it all.
Yeah.
On the new iOS, it automatically turns on, I guess. But if you haven't updated your fucking, turn that shit on, because
it will help you tremendously.
The 13, you can still find it when it's turned off.
I know. No, I have a 13, but not if you don't update the operating system.
Now, if you are robbing people for their phones, the way to get around that is you grab them and you go, turn off Find My fucking iPhone right now. That's what you do.
Cut their finger off. No, you take their eyeball. Face skin.
Great.
Wow. Hold their neck.
Cut their skin off.
Peel their face off and wear it.
Nice.
Yeah, you face off.
No, don't rob anybody.
But you know, it's funny. Like, that was also a fear of mine. It's like, could a girl, while you're sleeping, take your phone, hold it up to your face, and open it? They can't.
They can't?
They need the eyes.
They need the eyes open.
Yeah. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. They could do they used to do the finger. There was like the whole thing.
Yeah, they got rid of that shit quick.
Yeah. Finger.
That home button. That's the new antenna. You still got a home button on your shit? It's like having an antenna on your
shit. No one would ever be able to get away with that on me. No one ever.
What?
A woman would never be able to touch me in my sleep without me waking up.
You'd wake up automatically?
Absolutely.
It's a jail shit.
Yeah, I'm institutionalized 100%. Yeah.
Dude, I remember when I was dating Kim Congdon, I was on my phone just probably doing some shady shit. We were in a cab, and this bitch fucking was filming the reflection of my phone in the thing so she could go watch it, to read it later.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing? And then she was literally, it was some crazy spy shit.
Wow. Yeah.
It was wild.
Dude, you know, in the stand, the mirrors behind you, like when you sit down, like on the dining room part, I was like on my phone and people were watching me like, yo, Gio, we see what you're doing. Like,
we see you're on Karen Feeds Only.
I'm on Karen's.
Reddit.
It was Karen who caught me.
It wasn't even her OnlyFans. She was stealing the photos for free.
Karen Fee and Feet.
You just like, looking at her feet.
I started a whole fan page.
All right, real quick, for fans of the show who are over the age of 21, I got to tell you about our new favorite sponsor, which is MePod.com. MePod.com makes great vapes, the best vapes on the market. I'm not a vapor. Shannon, do me a favor. Talk to me for a second here about how much you love MePod, because I see you. I'm not bullshitting you. She's smoking a MePod vape right now.
Yeah, they're awesome. I've tried their refillables and their disposables. They have awesome flavors. There's a really good pull. It's an amazing product.
Yeah, it really is. The feel of the device people love. It's more, let me tell you something. If you guys are going to be vaping, why not do it in a better way and do it with a company that supports us? The MePod 2.0, it's actually been named the best refillable vape on the market today. Everyone agrees. And they have a lot of other brands like Vaporlax, Draco, Hyde, and Airbar. So go to MePod.com and check out their products. That's MIPOD.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you're going to save 15%. Once again, that's MePod.com, promo code RAP for 15% off. So I want to say real quick, we should take a moment, because I haven't spoken about this on any podcast yet. Really sad news. Gilbert Gottfried passed away, which sucks. He was actually announced. We announced him as a Skankfest performer 2 hours before they announced that he died. So, it was just fucking you know, it's just terrible news. He's done it every Skankfest, I think, for the last four Skankfests.
Yeah.
And he's just another legend. You know, I didn't know him well. I met him a few times. We had him. We negotiated with Gilbert Gottfried to do his podcast at Gas Digital. We were doing his ads for a while. Yeah. His wife, Dara, very, very sweet. You know, just, you know, when everybody comes out and just has nothing but positive things to say about somebody, you know, typically they're a good dude. You know, you hear about certain people dying, people just kind of go silent.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was fucking. So it is very, very sad. But we do have one spot now to fill for Skankfest. So now you guys can compete. Whoever does the best Gilbert Gottfried impression,
Figs
is going to shine here. Then they get Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm not dancing in front of these gangsters, Louis. The fuck?
I feel like Gio's got a leg up on us, though, because of his voice is already very close. You know what I mean?
I got to hear his voice to kind of.
Gio also kind of looks like Iago, the bird from Aladdin.
And Jafar in a weird way.
Yeah, dude.
Sandniggers, come in here.
That's pretty good. It's not bad.
That was Gino Biscotti for a moment.
Can I do Gilbert Garvey? I don't think I can. I really can't. I can't do anything. I can't do any impressions. Go ahead. Let me hear.
I think I can do it.
Know you got it. Okay, good.
Gilbert's be like, I saw 17 Jews walk into a bar.
That's decent.
17 Jews.
Now my sister.
Damn.
I really can't do it that well.
Mike Figs, that doesn't sound like me.
Affleck.
Affleck.
All right, I guess it's on me now.
Let's go.
I was listening to him do, he was doing 50 Shades of Grey yesterday.
Read that.
Yeah, let me try.
I grabbed her by the throat. And pinned her against.
He pulled my pants down.
Terrible.
Yeah, horrible.
Mike Figs just won a spot at Skankfest. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I thought we were gonna have to fight to the death.
Do we get weapons?
Yeah. And we take a pool cue, snap it in half, drop it in the room. Yeah. Last man standing. Yeah. Yeah. We had one episode of fucking dude. It was. I've only seen like two episodes of that Black Mirror show.
Yeah,
but it was maybe it had to be the best episode. It was the one where it was it was the guy who gets he's jerking off the porn in the beginning of it.
Yeah, wild.
And then he gets the have you seen this?
No.
Dude, it's so good. I mean,
he's got to kill the guy at the end.
Spoiler alert, yeah, dickhead.
Maybe he does. He has an option.
So he gets a text message and he's like, you know, we know what you're, you know, we got video of you jerking off to this stuff, you know, go here. And they make the guy go, he's like freaking out. He's like, got to go here. And then you go to another place. Then you find out there's other people that this person's texting at the same time. They sort of like meet up and they have to rob a bank together.
Yeah.
And they really take you through it. And then finally, there's the last two guys, and they have to, they go, whichever one of you, because now the police are after, now there's all this shit going down. Like, he's like, whichever one of you lives gets to, you know, walk away. So the two guys essentially have to fight each other to the death at the end. And then the kid from the very beginning is caught, he beats the guy to death. He's like, you know, an 18-year-old kid, he's like, ah. And then the fucking cops show up anyway, and his mom calls him at that time. And then you find the reveal is that he's looking at child porn.
I knew I knew it. I saw
doggy. He's like, she's like, children. You're looking at children, little girls.
Yeah.
And then the cops are behind him, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
The whole thing, the way it unfolds, it is a fucking great a really episode cool. of fucking television.
I knew it was child porn. Lesbian porn.
The way they set it up though, because everyone gets that scam about, you're like, oh, we have your passwords, whatever. Right, and I wouldn't get if you had a video of me jerking off. Like it would just be funny to me.
Yeah.
But I'm a comic. Most people don't want a video of them jerking off out in the world.
Yeah.
But then the way they played, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is they start having him do like other crazy illegal shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so now he was sort of caught in this trap, and he was like, it was done really, really well because I did not put together that it was child porn until they revealed it.
Yeah, right, me too.
And it was great. It wasn't legitimately.
You're like, he's just embarrassed that it's gonna be a video of him jerking off.
That was what was going on. You're like, dude, look what he got into. Just who gives a shit about the video of him jerking off? He shouldn't have even gotten that far.
Yeah. You didn't even think like it might be gay porn.
Yeah.
You didn't think.
I think that's what I thought it was.
Also, it wasn't a creepy dude. It was. no, this is what they did. It was a young kid who was kind of a handsome kid. He wasn't and you're not thinking of it. It throws you off. And then there was another guy in it. The guy that he had a fight was a pedophile.
Yeah.
That, and then you're like, oh, and then you're rooting for the kid.
Yeah.
Because the other guy's a pedophile.
What
do you know? He's both pedophiles.
It was good. And then the cops show up anyway. And then the troll on the phone just sends him a smiley face, like the troll smiley face.
Yeah.
And the cops are arresting him anyway. And you're like, whoa, dude, it is heavy. It is a good. It was
a show.
It was fucking really good.
Scary.
I was funny as I've seen two episodes. I like them both, but they're so dark. There's no like I'm a dark dude. I've had a lot of fucking pain this morning.
Yeah.
I'm not about to go watch some sad, dark, dramatic show right now after what I dealt with just today.
Yeah.
Just in my morning. God, I couldn't imagine saying I need more sadness in my life right now. I need a sad time. That is some crazy privileged shit where you're like, dude, I need a good cry right now.
Yeah.
That's wild. I've cried enough tears today.
Just off of Disney.
Just off of Disney.
So that's why I really never went back to that show. And then I watched the one where you had to fuck a pig on TV.
There's some episodes that are good.
I'm going to check this thing out today.
It's really
you're
good.
A pedophile.
There's some episodes. There's some where it's a good ending. Very few.
Every episode is like different.
It's a Twilight Zone. It's a Twilight Zone, but modern Twilight Zone.
That's a great way to put it. Modern Twilight Zone, but like it's very a lot of technology. It's related technology. I did watch another one where it was like a dating app.
Yeah, it's scary because they use like real themes that are happening now, and they fucking blow it out of proportion. So you just like
they had one where it was like social currency, where like they would give you essentially like the same way you'd have a you'd have like a rating in life.
China
has that or something.
Right, it's like that, but that was. Based off of,
any
right?
little attitude you give, like at a
so
restaurant,
people can thumb down you, like, people, and then you're like, no, don't do that, and you view people, I guess, were they wearing glasses or something, where you saw people score, and eventually, if you got so low, you get blanked out, and it's like they cancel you, but it's in life, like people don't hear you, it's like,
you can't go,
and it's dark, dude, and that's how it ends for the main character. It's like
that's coming,
dude. It's so good.
That's why
it's fucking really good writing, but it's dark like that. And I'm at the end of it, I'm going, fuck, dude, I'm gonna be blacked out.
He's gonna be one of the woo woo people.
I don't want to live that reality. I don't want to think about that. But a really, really legitimately good show. I should start watching it more. Is it still on? Do they make new ones?
I think they did, yeah. But they say the first two seasons are like the real highlights. I think it did like five more and they're like, meh. But just look up the good
metaverse
episodes.
They had like an episode where it was like about the metaverse or something, and it was just like they showed the Facebook commercial from Zuckerberg, and it's just like it almost lined up.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure. Like there was a scene in it.
There's a great one where two guys are in VR playing a fighting game,
right,
and they fall in love with each other.
Oh, and they have virtual
but
gay
they're
sex.
Two boys. It's like two guys. Like yo, baby, ready to play? All right. And then the
virtual
guy acts like,
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, it's literally like that. And then at the end, they're gay. But the guy forces him to kiss. It's sick.
In the metaverse.
So
it's is it gay if it's in the metaverse?
No. Outside the metaverse.
Oh, you can suck a dick in the metaverse.
If you can suck a dick
in juvie, you can suck a dick in the metaverse.
Dude, it's wild. It's with the guy who played Black Captain America. That dude.
Anthony Mackie.
He's in this episode, and it was wild. It's a wild episode.
Yeah, it's all British people, right?
This one wasn't. Sometimes it's not British people.
Really?
The newer ones, they start incorporating Americans because
Americans were loving it. We hate listening to a fucking
hoity-toity
British
it.
Accent.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't give me thumbs down. Oh, no. All right.
This would be better with Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to everyone that bought tickets to Skankfest yesterday. Let's do our plugs real quick. But I'll start with that. Skankfest sold out. Skankfest sold out in 2 minutes. We sold out all of our all-access passes.
Oh, yeah.
We are doing twice as many people we've ever done at Skankfest before. I think it's like 2,600 people per day, not including artists, not including friends. There's going to be nearly 3,000 people per day there. If you guys were in Houston, you know exactly how big that's going to fucking be. It's going to be incredible. I'm very excited. 17 minutes to sell out all of the single-day passes as well. There are ways to get to Skankfest. Let me make this very clear because I see a lot of people on the Facebook group. I see a lot of people on Reddit. I see a lot of people out there, and they're like, dude, I fucking missed out. So many people. It actually warms my heart. I feel bad because I want to include everybody, but the amount of people that missed out on tickets, it tells me, number one, we need to go bigger and better next year. Unquestionably, we're going to have a bigger venue next year. But it tells me that our fucking fan base is fucking bigger than I thought. They're more dedicated than I thought. It tells me a lot. But if you want to go to Skankfest, doggy, let me tell you something. Is that the hill you can't climb? You can't climb the hill of getting to Skankfest? That's it? That's it. That if you want to, where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm going to tell you a few ways right now. Number one, follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I give away tickets to Skankfest all the fucking time. That's number one.
There's a way. Watch me play Red Dead Redemption 2 tonight at 8 p.m. There is a way. I'll be playing Fortnite.
Come suck my dick on the metaverse.
Number two, I would be subscribed to Gas Digital because we are going to be doing giveaways for subscribers over the course of the next few months. Unquestionably, these are new subscribers, old subscribers, people that are in free trials. I will tell you right now, if you're a subscriber to Gas Digital, you will have an opportunity to win tickets. I have a bunch of tickets put aside specifically for Gas Digital subscribers. I would go become a supporter of Yo Kratom. Even if you don't do Kratom, I'd go buy some. They're the marquee sponsor. Yo Kratom's got a bunch of tickets. They got a bunch. I'm telling you, they do. They got a bunch of tickets, okay?
So many.
Rumor has it they might even have a big chunk of tickets that were put aside specifically for them to wow. not only give away, but also like a pre-sale link. We're extra tickets that they are ready to drop whenever they want to drop. Who knows when that happens? I would just say go support your creator, man. I would do that
the
if
Delta
I were you.
8? The Delta 8 is so
that
good.
Would
little
be
gummy
the
rings?
Best way to do it, okay? Also, be a hot chick and offer to suck my cock.
In the real universe.
If you're a hot chick and you offer to suck my cock, I probably put a few tickets aside for hot chicks.
At least a Friday pass. Yeah. At least a Thursday pass.
Nines are better. Nines are better.
No, they're not getting into the pre-party. That's crazy.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe a Friday pass.
No. But no, there's a lot. There's a lot of ways that you could win tickets. Listen to Legion of Skanks. Listen to this show. We put a lot of giveaway tickets aside. And look, dude, that's a fucking. It's not that crazy. It's not that crazy to win things like this. It's not the fucking lottery. There's, you know, a few thousand fans that are trying to go. So, but beyond that, yeah, this weekend I think I'm going to be in Seneca Falls, Niagara Falls, New York, if my dog isn't dying. But yeah, Robert Kelly, myself, Rich Voss, Niagara Falls, New York. Then next week, Stress Factory, myself, Zach Amico, and Ian Fidance, one night only, April 22nd. Zany Chicago on April 28th. Then Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island next month. I'll be down in Fort Worth, Dallas, Ontario, California, San Diego, and many other places all coming up throughout this summer. I know Houston's already booked. Me and Aaron Berg are putting together a tour for July, August, and September, the Offend Everyone tour, myself and him. So please look out for tickets for those shows. That's going to be a fucking killer tour. The hottest summer ticket right now is going to be Louis J. Gomez Aaronberg, unquestionably. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. And yeah, you get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library. Every show that we've ever done is all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Andrea, I need you to put money in my meter. I just realized that. I need it bad.
You don't got the app? You got to get the app.
I have the app, but I'm already at my max.
Oh.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, so what do you got to plug, Figs?
Figgy. Check it out. Big show at the Bowery Electric, April 25th. Coming by. It's going to be me, H. Foley, Robbie Goodwin, Karen Fian. Come by, man. It's going to be a kick-ass show. Support Young Guns. I love all you guys. At Robin Figs on Instagram and Twitter. Fucking subscribe to the YouTube. We did a kick-ass episode yesterday. It's going to upload on Thursday. We had Aaron Burr. We had our buddy Nick on it. It's going to be sick. Love you guys.
All right. Follow me at Derek Drescher. Come to our show at The Stand, 23-in-1 Comedy. Comedy curated by two ex-cons. We've sold out eight in a row. Next one is May 17th. If you don't get tickets to this one, if you suck my cock and then kiss Gio, I'll get you in.
Hell yeah.
After. You got to do it in that order. You got to suck him off first and then kiss me.
Yeah.
That's how he proves it.
Yeah. That's how I know. I want receipts in my mouth. When is this? Does this drop before Friday?
It drops before this. Yeah, it does. It drops on Friday.
Oh, on Friday. Perfect.
On YouTube.
All right. Follow me on Instagram, GeoPerez86, GEO. There you go. Hell yeah. I will be at Brokerage Governors in Long Island Friday and Saturday with Monroe Martin. And yeah, man, come to our shows. Listen to On the Gate. Thank
Sick.
You.
Love it. Some people are saying that you can like pass. I see the Race Live chat. Like, oh, dude, don't worry, but just go there and have your friend give you their pass, that's not going to work anymore.
Where?
We're going to all at Skankfest. People are like, oh, just pass, like it's a movie theater.
Yeah.
We're at every room, it's not even wristbands. I think it's going to be badges because they're like collector's items, but they're going to be scannable. So you can't even get into a room without a badge. So if you give away your badge, you're not getting into anything. You're literally going to be fucking sitting in a hallway like an asshole. So I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there, where's Ellis Mania going to be? Out of curiosity, because I know like in Skankfest South there was a big open space. You guys built a ring. Are you building a ring?
Yeah, we're building a ring.
Fremont Street.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking.
You'll see the way it's all going to play out. It's fucking. It's sick, awesome. Dude. The lineup is bonkers. We just announced Burt Kreischer and Steve-O and obviously Attell and Jim Norton and fucking Bobby Kelly and Ari Shaffir and Shane Gillis and Tim Dillon and Nick Mullen. Fucking everyone you could find. It didn't even matter. We're sold out. But I will tell you right now, the lineup is crazy. And this is only people that we could announce. There's a bunch of people that have contracts in Vegas that they can't talk about it yet. There's a bunch of people that they can't even announce it. They can only pop in as a special guest. So we plan on having a pretty amazing time in Las Vegas.
That's awesome.
So, all right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is Pretty Boy. They make this incredible facial moisturizer that is without a doubt the best of the market. I personally have issues, right? I get pimples, I get blackheads, I get clogged pores. Every facial moisturizer that I use absolutely sucks. It actually makes me break out. That is until I started using Pretty Boy. Maybe you guys have noticed how clear and clean my skin has looked.
I was going to say, you are glowing today.
I'm glowing, doggy. And I'll tell you right now, I really do have Pretty Boy to thank you for that. You guys spend a lot of money trying to fucking look good. You go to the gym, you get supplements, you do all that other shit. You need to not ignore your face. Mm-hmm. Women, I'll tell you right now, when a chick comes over your house and she sees that you actually take care of your skin, that makes her pussy wet, unquestionably right now. I feel like the bitch booth right now is getting wet. As I'm talking about me having clean skin, I'm seeing them right now. They're sopping. So if you guys want to have amazingly clean skin, clear skin, with dermatologist preferred ingredients, you got to get it from Pretty Boy. These are real dudes that fucking made this product for guys that have an active lifestyle, that don't have time to do a 10-step, you know, moisturizing process. This is a great product. It's just one fucking thing. This facial moisturizer will change your life right now. Right now, go to yoprettyboy.com. That's yoprettyboy.com. And use the promo code RAP15 to save 15% off your order. And feel good knowing that you've improved your skin's health. Right now, Pretty Boy is where you got to go to. That's yoprettyboy.com. And use that promo code RAP15. All right, where were we? You know what? Fuck it. Let's go to Hot for Teacher. Brand new teacher.
So is a blonde.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, that one's hot. Yeah. She's my favorite. The one at the end. Bottom left, she's cute.
Yeah.
Bottom left's cute.
I mean, but she's got psycho eyes.
Now
Holy shit.
We have to stop this. Definitely. Whatever glitch you have here, stop that. Stop it, Natalie.
One more time, Nat.
This is a glitch that regularly happens.
Last chance, Nat. Last chance right now. 3, 2, 1.
Is it your lesbian overactive fingers? Are they just fucking...
Yeah, trigger happy.
Are they fucking just twinkling and twinkling?
Yeah, that's how I do my job.
Is the button shaped like a clit and you just can't...
It is. I've never noticed.
You can't not press it. Just fucking stop it.
There's a hood on the letter C.
Yeah, stop.
You gotta pull up the little hood on C.
Please.
So bad.
So who is this? Tell me the story here. What is this?
Okay, so she's a California biology teacher. She's 35 years old, and she's facing 29 separate criminal counts over the alleged abuse that occurred. And this is over the course of 1 year. They haven't released the ages of the victims, but the school only has kids between 2 and 12 years. No. They 5 and 12 years old.
Ah, the ripest years.
Yeah, that's
this
the
is
worst
this
type.
Is what she looks like.
5 and 12.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Not that hot.
No, not hot at all.
Not that hot. Nope. Let me see. Is there any better pictures of her?
That's the only one.
That's a man, baby.
Yeah, I've seen her in.
That's a man, baby.
Is she in like Road to El Dorado or something?
She's not, dude. 5 to 12. They're barely gonna give her any time, man.
She's also shared graphic images online.
Jesus.
Christ. Of herself?
I guess of the kids.
Oh yeah,
it's a total of seven students that she molested.
How many? What grade is she teaching?
It's ages 5 to 12 is the school.
Is it like a Montessori school or some shit like that?
That's elementary. That's pre-K. That's kindergarten through six.
I will say that children that go to Montessori schools are the most molestable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Little French, fucking polite, fucking smart.
Yeah, they teach you how to like set tables and shit like that, right?
Their hands are always clean.
Yeah.
Why do you want me to remove my pants? I don't understand, but okay. I will take off my pants and my shirt for you, Mrs. LeBranche.
I mean, she's going to have a tough time in the joint.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's going to have a
Do women get beat up for being child molesters? I don't feel like that.
Yeah, so in so. They used to keep the pedophiles and the rapists separate from us, but I feel like from everything I've heard, anybody that hurts children is going to have a tough time, either from other inmates or the...
How do you find out, though? Like,
the cops will throw the paperwork right in the holding cell. They'll be like, oh, look what this guy did.
Oh, wow. Because
Nobody would admit it, right? No, yeah. They wouldn't...
No.
But let me ask you a question. What is... Because I feel like in prison, the acceptable, the age, like if you get caught banging a 15-year-old, nobody's freaking out in prison.
They're yeah,
like,
they yeah. are. Yeah,
they
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They are.
17-year-old, this grown man, this 40-year-old's like, I got a 17-year-old daughter, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I guess it'll get
There's 30-year-olds that are like, but also, I got a 17-year-old daughter.
I think they're also.
There's 18-year-olds that are like, I got a
17-year-old. Yeah, but there's like, I've known dudes that like this one guy. It was like a 17-year-old, right? But he was like a known killer. He was like a dangerous guy. And he would just tell people, he was like, yo, I thought she was older and everybody in the hood was fucking her.
Yeah.
She's like, she was, he's like, he was like, not dry snitching, but like, yeah, I wasn't the only.
I just feel like in the hood, where I grew up, 15, 16-year-old girls were all fucking older men. Like, that wasn't even like a
40, 50-year-olds.
I guess maybe now it's a different time where like, but back then, like, especially in the hood, I knew girls that weren't even in the hood that were just 16 that were fucking 30-year-old guys, right? But in the hood, it was just every 15, 16-year-old was getting pregnant and fucking, like, unquestionably.
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like in prison, it would almost be like, yeah, I got a 16-year-old girlfriend. Who gives a shit?
Nah.
But it would still be a problem.
Still be a problem, man.
Yeah.
Anything like statutory rape. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Any sex charge is gonna
bad.
Get you a problem.
What's the most fucked up thing you saw while incarcerated?
I saw a lot of bad stuff. The most fucked up thing, I mean, I caught two guys sucking each other off in the showers. And the thing,
like the best thing, you
no,
yeah,
no. But so the thing is, this is like if
so
you
say someone got their balls in a wrench.
I literally thought you were going to say, oh yeah, I watched somebody murdered with a 25-pound weight like Oz, beat him to death.
He's like, there were two guys in the shower
seeing people die.
I saw these two guys. They were standing really close to each other
and holding hands. I saw these two guys get married in the yard.
It's a lot.
What is the most fucked up thing? And then he reminisced and went through a Rolodex of evil shit that he saw. Man, I saw a lot of fucked up shit. Man, I couldn't even know where to start. The worst.
I
saw two men being intimate.
I'm conservative, man.
I'm not gay love.
But the thing is like it's okay if you're gay in the joint, but. It gotta be known. You can't be on the down low. You know what I mean? And these two guys were
you gotta be real ass.
They were on the down low.
Facts, you know what I mean?
So it was shocking to you.
I was flabbergasted.
So what did you do? Did you go? You got to keep
your shit. I worked out a deal with them so that I wouldn't tell anybody.
He's like, if you guys.
He's like, can I get next?
If you guys suck my dick, I won't tell everyone.
He's like, Skankfest Vegas. I want two tickets.
I am flabbergasted. You're going to both need to double team my dick and balls.
I am mad you didn't invite me.
What is the most fucked up thing you saw while incarcerated?
Shit, man. I was just in county jail. I did like a total of 4 years in and out. Like the most was two. But
it's still the most fucked up thing. I mean, I watched a guy shit himself and do heroin in Central Bookings.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
That's normal.
That's pretty fucked up.
Well,
that was more fucked up than watching two guys suck each other.
I mean, I don't know. You see that stuff in the booking so often.
Yeah, that guy's having a good time. He shit himself and he's doing
You
H.
see that in the Equinox steam room so often.
I don't go to Equinox. So
there's two extremes in life.
I work out in the park, Louis.
I have watched people.
You one of the bartenders?
Today at Equinox, two guys were in there. Open towels, semi-hard dicks. I was like, oh, these guys are just fucking, they're fucking bat signaling each other to suck each other's dicks. So when I leave, they're going to do it.
Wait, so this is a real thing?
It's a real thing. A regular, and every Equinox outside of the steam room, you probably can find an image of it. It says, there's no, if there's any inappropriate, we don't accept inappropriate activity. And that's just gay shit.
I'm coming to fucking Equinox.
You hate gay people that much.
Yeah.
He hates them. It makes you angry. It brings you back to prison, dude. You can't deal with it.
It brings him back to not being invited to that blow bang over there.
It was if you heard the sounds I heard, you'd understand. I'm just shaking. Yeah.
Go
was like, is that a broken pipe? What is that?
Yeah.
I think that 13-year-old watching
Jose
it.
And
oh
Harold.
God, see murder. Nobody
Jose and Harold,
like
I never told. I never told.
Jose and Harold?
Never told.
They had to be fucking Hispanic. God damn.
Bro, Dominicans turn gay 5 seconds after they get to jail. Everybody knows it. Everybody.
And we all wish it was Puerto Rican.
Puerto Ricans get a bad rap. It's Puerto not. It's the Dominicans.
Yeah. The Puerto Ricans become trans in jail.
Well, you have.
A step further.
They come in Yana's papas.
They leave T.T. Jerry.
First, T.T. Jerry, fucking legend.
Yeah, she's a legend. I heard about her. I heard about her before. I heard about her in jail.
They used to call her J-Lo.
J-Lo, yeah.
She's a gangster ass bitch.
That's she's for real.
I fuck with T.T.
Yeah, they were like this dude. When this guy was telling me, he's like, "Yo," because like, "Yo, there's trans women up there that look like women." He's like, he walked in the shower. And I guess she had, he could only see the back. And she had the long hair, the ass and everything. Yeah. And this is back when she was younger.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he walks out. He goes like, yo, is there a woman in the shower? He goes like, nah, that's a dude. That's J-Lo.
Don't ask questions, brother. Don't ask questions.
She was probably high end. Like, you gotta give her a few biscuits.
Yeah, but she
was showered low.
Was she like protected? Because there was guys that was like, this is the closest thing to
a
woman.
From what I heard, she put in
she was also gangster.
She used to bust a gun in there.
So bust your gun is when you
stab people.
Yeah. When you stab somebody in the joint, we call it. Like, yo, I shot him.
Yeah, they used good.
But that's what you call stabbing somebody. Shooting somebody, yeah.
So yeah, she was not like nobody fucked with her. Like she talks about it a lot, but like this is shit that was known.
Legend has it.
Yeah, there's a few like prison legends that you hear about.
Anybody ever die in a fight while you guys
were there? Yeah.
Like straight up die.
I was walking to work one day, I saw a dead dude.
No.
Like, oh shit.
Oh, no, I mean in the jail. Like you ever like you said that you saw a lot of fights. Yeah. Anybody ever die? Like fucking get so beat up they end up dead.
Yeah. That happens a lot in Suffolk. Yeah. They threw a guy down the elevator shaft. He didn't die, but they threw him down the elevator shaft. And this other guy, they beat him up, and he like had a heart attack during like the fucking beating.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, wow. They got mad lawsuits. Suffolk County's like the most corrupt county, bro. Those cops make like $100,000 a year.
Mm.
There's like one black cop in the whole county. It's just all racist white
bunch of
talkies. Yeah. They almost beat one of my good buddies to death. He actually ended up winning like $4 million.
Yeah, they have so many lawsuits.
They were transporting him from one prison to another, and they beat him for like 6 hours.
Wow.
And then when he got to the other prison, the COs there were like, yo, we can't take him like this. Like, I'll just say that he tried to run, but they snitched on him. But he ended up winning four. He was fucked up. I mean,
damn, dude.
Yeah, they bust them up good.
Just put like
kids just stay home and play video games.
So, Shannon, what's going on with this guy? Is this guy that shot up the subway yesterday? Is he still at large?
He is still at large. Yes, but they did find because apparently he rented a U-Haul, and they did find the U-Haul, but. After he fled the scene of the shooting, he dropped his credit card. And so they were able to tell that the name on the credit card was associated with the rental of a U-Haul. So they have the suspect's name, and it's Frank James. He's 62 years old, and he is black. So on Friday, I wasn't being racist.
So he looks like he's 30.
No, he looks. This is him.
Yeah, he does, dude. He does not look 60.
I was thinking he was younger.
What did you say yesterday?
Nah, because he was like, you can't make fun of it. It's not funny. But I'm like, there's always something funny. So I was just like, once I heard he was black, I was like, yo, did he yell Showtime before he started shooting?
Did he sell Welch's grapefruit snacks?
I was like, was he doing backflips off the bars? And then
I'm shooting everyone for my basketball team.
I'm shooting everyone.
Showtime! You're not expecting a black guy to be doing a mass shooting. Everyone who pictures a white guy every time.
Colin Ferguson, 1993.
Ferguson. Is that the guy that this guy was on the roof shooting people?
No,
that was later.
Long Island Railroad. And then he defended himself in court. He killed 6, injured 19.
What was his defense? Like, was he...
His defense? It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. But he was batshit crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy apparently, he was giving warnings on a YouTube channel, right? Or something?
I don't know. They said somebody posted a picture of him looking at Biden on stage or something. There was like a picture he took a selfie. I don't know.
Oh, he threatened Eric Adams too. My boy Eric Adams.
Oh my God.
What happened? So
okay, I'm really bummed out about this because I was so excited to share stuff from his YouTube channel.
They took it down.
And they took it down. But there, I can show you a video that's on the website, and I can also tell you because I spent hours watching it this morning, so I can tell you some of his viewpoints. But here's one of the videos that was posted a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
All right, so you're back again. You're back again with Prophet Doom, and yes, I am driving. I am driving because I started my trip early. I'm on my way to Philadelphia. I packed my bags. I packed everything yesterday. Got everything. I decided to get everything out of my store. I said, what the f*** am I sticking around here for till Monday? It don't make no sense. And so I got up, even though it was rainy and shit, went over to my storage unit, loaded that up, and then finished my apartment off this morning, and I'm on my way to Philadelphia.
He's doing a pretty good Denzel impression.
I'm going to take my time, though. I'm not going to
kill these people real quick.
Because like I said, I don't know how good these no-dos work, but...
Yo.
These what?
No-dos. The fucking... They keep you awake.
Caffeine pills.
Yeah, like get them at the gas station. Like that.
So it's like
he's literally more interesting than most podcasters.
Yeah.
I can tell you the only thing that they quoted from this, and I don't really think it was that, but he said he was so happy to be leaving Wisconsin and he's
a drifter.
He wouldn't go back there alive. But I just think it's something that you say when you leave a place that you hate. I don't think that was any foreshadowing.
Well, give me some other things, Shannon. What else is interesting about this guy?
Okay. So he has videos going back 3 years. He has so much, and it's all hateful rants while he's drinking 151 rum.
I did see that. Is he racist against black people? This is what they're saying.
Yes,
flip.
So first, he hates white people also because he says that white people make the world the terrible place that it is, but also uses the N-word against black people a lot, says that they
should... Yeah, but is he doing like Chris Rock where he likes black people, but he...
No, he says they should be picking cotton. They Jesus should Christ. Be animals.
They should!
All good points.
It's not about that, dude. I will say, how about this? More muscular people with better muscular stamina.
Who have the skin to stand the sun.
Who can be in the sun for long periods of time. They should be in the fields, working the fields, picking whatever.
Yeah, but we created a cotton.
Yeah, we have machines now, right?
Yeah, I think
robots.
Machines now.
But just in case technology fails us.
Okay. In case the cotton gin.
What they should have done was they should have made like black people robots. So then they could have gotten it. They could have satisfied everybody.
Yeah. It's just a black guy like this.
Yeah, doing the robot.
Dang, I came up from Wisconsin, this motherfucker. Damn. Tiny motherfucker.
They all sound like Winslow from Police Academy.
What was the... When we were kids, wasn't there like a fucking they weren't called what were they called, like they weren't, they were not fairy
Harlem
tales,
Globetrotters.
Not fairy tales. Yeah. But they were like, you know, about, you know, Babe the Blue Ox and fucking
Long Tales.
Yeah, Long Tales. That
long
was
Long Tales. Yeah, fables and Long Tales.
Yeah. So
Tall Tales.
What was there was the black guy who went up against
John Henry.
John Henry.
John Henry.
John Henry.
Yeah. And he died.
All I remember is fucking this big black guy. They were trying to fucking... They're like, we don't need this big black guy. We got a train now.
Yeah. That's you're like, hold on, wait a minute, motherfucker. Yeah. You ain't fucking with me. Hold on a minute now.
It's like Bernie Mac. I ain't afraid of
a motherfucker train. I'm better than a motherfucker train. Give me a motherfucker slash ham on that bitch. I'll show you, motherfucker ass. I'm Hank Aaron. Whatever the fuck.
I'm faster than this Chinaman.
Sting like a butterfly. Let me see the little Henny real quick. Yo, let me get the Salomon.
I just remember being a little kid being like, this is just very racist. Right? Yeah. This isn't right, dude. Then he dies.
He dies.
Is racist.
The train wins anyway.
From overwork.
White guy had a train watching him like, go ahead there.
That's just them saying that black people are lazy. He couldn't even finish the job.
He might actually do it. Wow, keep on going there, black. Keep on going there, little blackie.
You know it's not going to die? My locomotive.
It was just a commercial. Yeah,
it was an ad. It was an advertisement.
We're sponsored by Yo Kratom. It was this CBD Delta Cold. Look at that. Damn, I can't kid. I got fired. Goddamn.
Was there a cartoon version of that? Why do I remember reading it? Can we see something?
I believe it was on HBO when I was a kid.
I remember a cartoon version. Yes. Remember HBO had some fun kind of cartoons. Babar
was
on HBO.
Babar was the shit, bro.
Remember Brain Game? Games?
Brain Games. What else?
Brain Games is now over.
Over, yeah.
Dude, member berries, let's go.
Spawn was on HBO at one point.
Yeah.
Spawn was shit.
Can we see a cartoon rendition of John Henry, even if it's not that one? I bet you there's one. There has to be one, Shannon.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ones. Let's try this one.
Oh, damn, Babar brought me back. This is it.
John Henry. Yeah, he had a big ass hammer. This is a guy on Pornhub.
Yep.
Now this is some Nubian new shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
is John Legend.
This one's not going to be anywhere near as racist. I knew the one from when I was a kid.
I want to see a bunch of Asian guys on the track. Yeah. John Henry, like, I got this.
Look for. They should do a porn parody of it.
I'm pretty sure it was on
John Henry's hammer.
It's John Henry just fucking a white chick, and then they bring in like a huge dildo. They're like, oh yeah, compete with this, the locomotive.
He fucks.
Oh yeah, him versus
dies.
Yeah,
he dies
fucking. Yeah, Wesley Pipes star. Yeah,
drag his huge body off of her, and she's dead.
Wesley Pipes stars as John Henry.
Lexington Steel.
As John Henry.
Goddamn pussy, so good. Yeah, yeah, kill him. Kill him, motherfucker. Goddamn. Kill him, motherfucker. Like a pussy
strong. John Henry and Raylan are good.
Yeah. Raylan, yo,
Mr. Marcus.
Shannon, this was painted by Bob Ross. This is not.
I'm going to draw a little happy.
These are all
crazy.
Isn't there one that looks like an 80s cartoon?
No, well, let's see. All newer.
I think with that one. Well, I wonder what was happening in that one. I don't know. It looked like The Lion King for a minute. It looked good.
Yeah, go back to it for a second. Yeah. Look, look down, look down. You'll always be a slave. It's lame as a rock. It's lame as a rock.
They don't say you'll always be a slave.
Look down, look down. You're standing in your grave. Now bring me prisoner 24601. Your time is up and your parole's begun. You know what that means?
601.
No. Yes, that means I'm free.
I'm free.
No! That means you get your yellow ticket of leave. You are a thief.
But I'm Hugh Jackman.
I stole a loaf of bread.
I stole a loaf of bread.
You robbed a house.
I broke a window pane.
Yeah.
My sister's child was close to death.
We were starving.
They murdered sport.
They murdered sport.
We were starving.
You will starve again unless you learn the meaning of the law.
I learned the meaning of those 19 years. A slave of the law.
S-word of the law.
5 years for what you did, you black piece of shit. The rest because you tried to run. Yes, 24601.
My name is Jean Valjean.
And I am Javert. Do not forget my name. Do not forget me.
Weren't you in The Gladiator? Pretty sure. I'm Hugh Jackman. We're in The Gladiator. I didn't know you could sing. You're going to die by throwing yourself off a bridge at the end of this movie. I'm Hugh Jackman.
How do you not like figs? Who doesn't like figs? It's crazy. The man is talented. He's throwing references. He's throwing voices. I get that with Robbie, it's probably too much. But he makes bad decisions sometimes. You can't blame him for that. His mom hit him. Do not forget me.
Dave Temple actually told me Les Miserables the other day. He explained the whole thing to me. So it's good to hear that. No.
Is it black slaves or French?
No, they're just arresting motherfuckers. Yeah.
In the movie. It's Hugh Jackman.
It's all white people.
Isn't Sacha Baron Cohen in it too?
Yeah, he has a moment in it. Yeah. He plays like the cop
or some shit. Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good film.
I didn't watch the movie. I just know
I've
all
seen
of the
it,
music.
Yeah,
for real?
Yeah.
From you had the.
I did watch the movie, but I hated it. I didn't like it. What's his name? Who was a Gladiator? He was such a bad singer.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe was such a bad singer. So it was distracting. And Javert, who on Broadway, they use the guys that fucking like have the most powerful voices, like really, really good. So that always annoyed me.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got a lot of layers, doggy. I got a lot of layers.
Yeah.
What's the song that the girl sings about when she's gonna die, but she has a baby? The girl who played Catwoman sings a beautiful song in that one. I forgot. Whatever.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. What
she's
is she
bad.
Sing?
Dude, she's got banging tits, dude.
She's hot.
She's her Catwoman, tits, right?
There's a scene. There's a scene. This is a non-porn jerkable scene.
I've seen that.
You talking about
Anne Hathaway's tits?
Well, that night, but this specific scene, they're in a movie. I don't even know what the movie is. I'm sure the racist live chat, they'll be able to tell us. A lot of people are saying they hate figs. I pointed out how I like figs, and now a lot of people are saying that they hate figs.
They love
me.
They're all a different thing.
It's weird.
They all love me.
So there's a movie with Anne Hathaway and Bijou Phillips, and they're like teenage white bitches, right? and they want to like hang out with a Mexican gang. I didn't watch the movie. I've deduced from what I saw.
Is Havoc
probably? I don't know if these bitches.
Is
it a
scene where she's
movie.
Sucking him off? There's like a blowjob scene.
No, they do a
crazy
thing where they roll dice, and that's how many guys they have to fuck
to get in the gang.
To get in the gang, yeah. Right? Which is probably some
triple
real
sixes.
Shit.
That's where the term gangbang comes from.
Trips. Yeah, you're gonna have to fuck 18 guys.
Yo,
oh, fuck. It's like I've only been with three.
You see that Wu Tang bus? Yeah. That's where you're going.
But there is the scene is fucking I've jerked off to the scene. This is the one that I'll go back to, where it is. Like they go back and forth between Anne Hathaway's kind of romantically hooking up with fucking a dude, and she bails on it, and she's like, yeah, I'm too much of a good, but her fucking tits are banging. I mean, just so hot. And then Bijou Phillips like, yeah, come fuck me, and they start fucking her. And then another dude comes in and they double penetrate her against
her will.
So right. Anne Hathaway got raped.
No, Bijou Phillips.
No,
Bijou
Phillips
got raped.
Well, she didn't get raped. She said no. They didn't keep going. You know. She got raped a little bit.
She only said no once.
She got raped a little bit, and then she ran out of the room. You know, you say she got raped, you're assuming they completed.
Yeah. All right. So if they don't come, it's not rape.
If they no, it is rape. That's fucked up, Gio. That's ridiculous. The fuck's this type of prison shit are you talking about? I'm just saying. If you don't come, you shouldn't get as much of a charge. And I think we could all agree with that.
That is true. That is true.
Natalie, even as a non-binary woman, you would agree that if the man doesn't come, that he should not be as charged as hard.
It should be. I'm not going to comment on this one for legal reasons.
What if she comes?
If she comes, it's like. The and rape goes away.
Does it
an orgasm?
The rape.
If she comes, she's got to be your girlfriend. if you rape a woman, they say that, right? Women will get raped into coming.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they say that, dude. It's like a weird natural reaction.
What?
That sometimes women just she goes, oh man.
Where'd you read this?
She's like, oh my God, I love this.
It's in Cosmopolitan. Yeah.
So the Sex in the City.
Why
episode.
Rape?
That's wild.
I bet you there's some sort of technical name for it.
Rape is the new G spot.
Yeah.
Shannon, what is the name for it when you enjoy being raped?
Victim. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Some sort of psychosis, a Stockholm syndrome?
No.
Female what? Comedian?
Stockholm syndrome. Pretty sure. Stockholm syndrome.
I do see a lot of articles of people saying I was aroused during my rape.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
People have orgasms.
That's a mind fuck. During my rape. Yeah. Yes. I see a bunch of stories about it. I don't see a name.
Yeah. Yo, but your honor, she liked it.
Yeah, I don't know. She liked it.
So that.
John Travolta. Yeah. When he raped
I mean, that would be quite an argument. If she orgasmed.
Yeah. So try. If you're gonna do it,
at least try to make her
come. Give her your fucking all, dog. Really make her love
it. Use your finger while you're...
Imagine you go soft, right? And then she's like, and he went soft.
Yeah.
Five more years.
My problem is I'm definitely a fuck boy, like unquestionably. Like I would make love to her as I... Like,
oh, you'll cuddle. You'll stay cuddled. Yeah, that's like how you get caught.
I'd be rubbing her face and canoodling.
He'll fall asleep right next to her and just wake up. I'm telling you,
I couldn't just rape. I would have to make love. I would have to tell her she's beautiful while it's happening.
While she's saying no and screaming and kicking. Yeah.
No, you are. Stop being so hard.
He's like showing her pictures. Beautiful. This is my son. He's
in karate. This is my dog. You're going to put him down.
He's like, we're going to FaceTime him real quick. You want to meet him?
Yeah. Hey, baby boy. Baby boy.
All right, real quick. Before we end, let's just do some world news at Mike Figgs. We got him here. Why not? Right? Fuck. Let's go. World news.
Make me dance in front of the
Mike Figgs, we're gonna make
let's
you
go.
Let's dance. Ladies and gentlemen, time for world news. We are going right now to Australia. What's going on in Australia, Shannon?
So in Australia, a man was charged with more than 400 sexual offenses against children.
Jesus.
More than 400. Here we have...
That's world record.
Here we have the defendant...
Jonathan Tablecloth.
Jonathan Tablecloth. All right. So Jonathan, 400 children, that's a very big accusation.
No. What are you talking about?
They say where there's smoke, there's fire. What is going on here?
No, there's no smoke. There's no fire. These kids were all 15. They were 15 years old. Happy kids.
Happy children.
Happy children. So we watched Limeys. You know, I had them in my house. I made them a Dunjaroo sandwich.
A Dunjaroo.
Oh, yeah. Dunjaroo Vegemite.
Dunkaroos.
I made a Vegemite sandwich.
Are Dunkaroos Australian?
Yeah. I put on a little Jim Jeffries. They like, you know, they were 15 years old. It's totally legal.
So you're saying you had sex with all these people, but they were legal.
not, but you know.
What is the age of consent in Australia?
15. 15.
Is it?
12. It's 15.
Is it?
Almost positive. 15. I'm pretty positive it's 15. Hold on. Hold on. My TV. I got Laurie. It's a commercial for Outback. Come to the Outback Steak.
All right. Let's go down to the Ukraine. It's all at war in the Ukraine. What's going on in the Ukraine, Shannon?
So they're saying that Mariupol is to fall within hours.
Mariupol is to fall within hours. Jim, we're going to go to the mayor of Mariupol.
Yusuf Hasbulla.
Yusuf Hasbulla. I'm not good at improv, so there we go. So, Yusuf, your city's about to fall. You're here getting drunk.
Yeah, I'm getting so drunk. Yeah, come, you Russian commie bastards. We're not afraid of you. We will fight to the end, okay?
Now, they say the city's going to fall, though.
No, city's strong like bull. Yeah, so what? It's all made of construction paper here in Ukraine. So what? We will fight till we die.
Well,
I used to be soap opera star. Now I am general of army because Ukraine has no natural resources at all. But we will stand strong against Russia.
So will you go down with the ship? You won't retreat.
We will go. Hold on. Honey, are you playing the mandolin right now? Please, there is war outside. Do not play. Sorry, my wife. She sometimes is a bitch. You know, regardless of the war, it's really hard to be married man at 54 years old. Can you give me any advice, Luis Gomez, Jay Gomez?
Yeah, I mean, look, I say be single. Honestly, what are these bitches going to do? They're going to hurt you at the end of it anyway, right?
I was thinking about taking her to Jamaica. Can you recommend any good resorts?
You got to do a villa, my friend.
Ah, villa.
You trash.
Hold on 1 second. What? Jeremy dead? Ah, my friend Jeremy just died.
All right, now let's go to whatever the third place was that I said, Shannon.
Japan.
We're in Japan. Yeah. What's going on in Japan?
So Japan is to urge China to take responsible action on Russia.
Japan's urging China to take responsible action on Russia. Here we go to the Minister of Defense, Takanori Takamama. So China, you know, China, they're boys with Russia. You're not happy about this. Do we have a translator here?
Can you translate, Gio?
He said, fuck those Chinamen.
Wow.
He says, our eyes are slantier and our dicks are bigger.
Wow. I did not realize there was so much Japanese versus China adversity. Would you say that, what are you going to do if China does not have any sanctions against Russia?
He said if they don't stop, they're going to get Yo Kratom to sponsor. They're going to get Yo Kratom to sponsor hentai porn where they will draw all their daughters getting fucked by squids.
Yes.
That's the first line of defense.
All right. Let's fucking wrap this one. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you very much, Derek Drescher, Geo Press. Go support and subscribe to the On the Gate podcast. Obviously, the Young Gun podcast with the great Mike Figgs. Thanks, and Robbie Goodwin as well. We will be back on Friday. We did a pre-tape for Friday. Here we go. We got Karen Fienan, Chloe LeBranch, and it was
Joe Gorman.
Yes.
Joey boy.
A lot of fun. Fun Joey. Show on Friday. So we'll see you then. Peace.
That's all, folks.